tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be your living. Thanks you for you.
Sing it unto him now.
Oh Lord, prepare me to be your sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be your living sanctuary before you.
Amen and amen. Just make me a sanctuary for the Lord. Is that your desire? Good to see you, everybody, in the house of the Lord. If you'd like, turn in your scriptures. Turn to Revelations 19. Revelations 19. We had a real good time up at Brother Richard's this past weekend, and just really enjoyed it. Had a good fellowship time, and thought it was going to be pretty bad because it was snowing when we left. We got on up the road, and it kept on snowing and all like that, but it didn't begin to stick, so we made it across the Sam's Gap, and I think it's about 23 degrees when you get about that top part, and, you know, it gets a little icy sometimes. But the Lord was with us. We had a real good time fellowshipping, and I want to thank Wade and Aaron for taking the services here this past weekend. And, you know, we hadn't had time yet to listen to them, but we'll get that as quick as we can. Now, I know Wade's unannounced these. Remember, the fellowship meeting will be this coming Saturday at Brother Tim Calhoun's. We'll be leaving Wade's house about 11 o'clock. Anybody wants to go, make sure you let us know, and we'll be glad to carry you along and everything and all like that. And also remember then and announce it to everybody on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the Easter weekend that Brother Keith Reed will be with us preaching for us during that time. So we're looking forward to a great time in the Lord. You know, we generally don't have that many services together, but we will this time, because most of you get off, you know, days and things, so, you know, but that'll be up to you, because we enjoy the time of fellowship. Yeah. Revelations 19. I believe that's all the announcements. I think Wade might covered everything a while ago, so we appreciate it. Just pray the Lord would bless us all. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for the day, the time, the hour that we have. Most of all, we thank you for thy word, because your word is here with us, and Lord, dwelling in us to make us manifest what you want us to be in this day, in this hour. Father, just forgive us when we fail you, and we know that we do continually. Just cover us by the blood. Just grant us understanding in your light and your love, Lord. Just come among us tonight as we speak about you. You come and speak to our hearts, Lord, and just direct us upward in you. Keep us. Guide us now. Bless the sick. You said you sent your word and healed us, and we believe it, and delivered us from destruction. So have your way now, and keep us in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelations 19, I want to read verse 1 through 16. I hope we'll get that far, but we'll see. After these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up for ever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the noise of great of the great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, Right blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not, I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the Word. I kind of spoke on the same line that Brother Richards, that I've been speaking here, you know, in the services and things, and they seem to enjoy it because most of them get the tapes anyway, so I just kind of took a little different lineup and things, and just kind of spoke a little bit on the same basic line. But now, when we get back to it at the end of the message, because the title, if we get that far, is Made Herself Ready. So that'll be the title of the service. And we know that it says wife. It doesn't say bride. It says wife. All right? Brother Dick likes that idea of saying it because it means maturity in, you know, being a wife instead of just being one who is newlywed that would be called a bride. And I do too. I enjoy that. But it's like I told you the other day in the last message there, that I believe also that God is making sure that we understand that this is not Israel. Because it's showing the wife, the bride, the church, the names you want to call it, that came up out of the Gentile dispensation and hath made herself ready. All right? By putting on the wedding garments. Okay? You know the story of how that the armor meat packing man, you know, was picking a wife and a little girl, you know, and she done all the things and everybody made fun of her and all, but she made herself ready. She put on the wedding garments. Well, that's what we've got to do. We don't have to make any garments. We don't have to do anything. What we have to do is just put on what God has given us, you know, and be ready against that time. All right. See, Israel rejected the right of being the wife, the bride. So in doing that, then the Gentiles taking that, see, we become his wife. All right. So his wife has made herself ready. All right. But now, I want you to think about something that I believe will help us. I believe the book of Revelation, as I've told you, it is the bride's book. It's the book written, you know, about the bride. And as I told you, then I believe that from the book of Acts, of the baptism of the Holy Ghost coming, that you don't find Jesus Christ standing by himself. You always find him as being in the bride. See, in bride form. All right? And see, then that way you can follow the scriptures and see that she is part of the revelation, the threefold revelation, all God was, he poured into Christ, all Christ in the church. And she must be revealed or made known. And that's what we're trying to do now, is looking at the things of the book of Revelation to see who we are. The prophet said when we realize who we are, it's going to be different. You say, well, I know who I am. Well, amen, I do too. But I want to know more. Don't you? I long for the hour for more to be revealed about that. And that's why I've been just slowly taking the book of Revelations and trying to speak about how that God is showing himself in bride form, you know, in the last days. All right. Now, I believe the book of Revelation proves, you know, this point or points that I want to make. And I gave you some quotes there, and we don't have to read all of them. But you know how that we've taught and believe that the bride of Jesus Christ is to be the Son of Man made manifest again in the last days. I believe that. I've taught that for a long time. 1969 is when I started with it. And I believe it more today than I did then, and I surely believed it at that time. That the bride of Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh. Because I gave you some quotes there, and they're on the internet, so anybody can read them. To where that the bride becomes the grain of wheat, the Son of Man, the corn of wheat that went into the ground. You remember how we covered that in a twofold point, that Jesus went into the ground. He didn't put everything back into the early church because he didn't reveal the seals and the things like that to the early church. All right. But he waited until the end time to where that corn of wheat would come back again. All right. Now, then we covered it how that the Acts of the Apostles, you know, the Holy Ghost in the Apostles, and how that was the faith of the fathers, that was what went in the ground at Nicaea and come down, losing that understanding of Godhead and things, and to be restored in the last days, and a prophet came and preached those things to us to bring us back to that position. But then he preached about the corn of wheat, and showing that the Son of Man is the corn of wheat. What? In bride form. Alright? See, that's why I believe then by doing that, see, and I gave you about five quotes on the Son of Man, but it's the Word made flesh in the people. Amen. It is not you and I, no more than the lamb with the seven horns and seven eyes. That's not you and me. That's Christ in you and me. Alright? That doesn't make anything out of us. That gives all the honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Lamb. But when he come from the church ages with the seven horns and seven eyes, now you got it coming into bride form to see the bride of Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, then in doing that, we went on down and I gave you a few quotes on that the bride of Christ would be the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Because 340, church age book, the final voice to the final age. Right. All right. That's who the bride is. Okay. And being the bride, then we turn out to be God made manifest in a many-membered body called the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Good to see our sister coming in. Mr. Johnny's daughter. Good to see. I reckon that's her, isn't it? I ain't seen her in so long. Forgive me about my voice. I've developed a kind of a problem lately, so I have to slow down a little bit of speaking. I got up Brother Richards, and I thought the climate would change, but it didn't change it. I had a hard time with the voice. So you forgive me and just pray for me. But then, listen, you understand the setting. Now watch the setting. The book of Revelations proves, now, if you need proof in the Bible, other than quotes of the prophet, that the bride would be the Son of Man. Now, he gave a lot of scriptures on that, you know. All right. But if you need more scriptures on it, if you need scriptures on the fact that the bride would be the fullness of the Godhead bodily upon earth, well, then it's easy to look at it by looking at the book of Revelation. Because what does chapter 1 show? Remember now, the bride of Jesus Christ is to be the Son of Man. The Word made flesh again in the end time. The seed that went into the ground. Alright. Then she's to be the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So where do you start off? Chapter 1. Showing one in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, like unto the Son of Man, girt about the paps with a golden girdle, showing her in feminine form. See? All right. See, now if you need proof, if you need scriptures, you know, to put with what you're thinking of the bride being the fullness and the bride being the Son of Man, which that's what makes her the fullness, is to be the Word made flesh again. You say, but it just don't look right. That if you'd have been back there with the Lord Jesus, you'd have said the same thing. Now, I pause for you to think about that. If you say it now, that it don't look like it's here, then if you was back there, you'd say the same thing. Which you would look at the Lord Jesus and say, that's not God. If it was, He would have been doing a whole lot different. Right? And see, today you say, well, it just don't look like we're nothing. Well, I'll agree with you. We are exactly nothing. I like the way the Brother Maloney used to say that. He used to say, if we could zero ourselves out. You know, you got the zero on the computer with a zero with an X run through. And a lot of people use that on the other things. And what does that mean? Positively, absolutely nothing. Right? Because it's doubly stated that it's nothing. The line shows you that it's nothing. The zero shows you that it's nothing. All right. So that's what we are. But the Bible said it is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. All right. Now remember what I was trying to get you to see. When the bride begins to see who she is and starts calling herself that. Stop being pushed about by every little wind of doctrine or idea. Stand on what you believe, even if you're wrong.
Amen.
Well, Brother Dale, if you're wrong. Yeah, if you're wrong, if you'll stand on what you believe and tell somebody, somebody can help you. But now if you keep your mouth shut and don't tell nobody what you believe, then nobody knows you're wrong and you'll die and you're wrong. All right. But see, it's time that we start confessing what God says we are. Instead of saying what we think we are. All right? Now, listen then. See, Revelation 1 shows her as like unto the Son of Man, which was the Word made manifest in her, all right? Making her that example that John would say, one like unto the Son of Man. Showed it in a form to show him that she's the life in Morphe. The bride in the end time is the life form of God before the rapture. Now, if we believe that, why can't we believe that we're the life in Morphe, the life form? Why can't we believe that? And confess that's what we are. If we are His people, why can't we say that? You know, I don't ask my kids, have they been good all week, before they say they're Dales. I mean, if they've been bad all week, no, you're not my children. Now, if we're that away in human life, what about Almighty God that has a bumper blood covering us, that He cannot see our sins? That's the way the prophet said it. But think about these things. See, think about that the book of Revelations proves what the prophet said. That the bride is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That the bride is the Son of Man, the Word made flesh. All right. And see, then in proving it, you've got the scriptures. And you see then that surely in Revelation 4:1, that we go up in a rapture, caught up. And as we do, then it's shown there of the 24 elders. It's shown of the 4 combat beasts, which is the spirit down through the church ages. He's showing you and I as the life form on the earth. All right? And see, that's where John, you remember the message I tried to preach on the rapture. The word rapture is not in the Bible. It's the word caught up. We're caught up into the revelation of the hour that we're living. And that revelation is telling us who we are. And seeing then who we are, we see that we're the Word made flesh. But see, right back again, though, you say, but you don't look like it, and I don't look like it, none of us don't look like it. How do you know what you're looking for? By what authority does your denomination place upon showing who is what and what God says we are? You say, well, I'm not. Yes, we are. You can be a one-man denomination or one-woman denomination. You don't have to join no church or nothing to be a denomination, as long as you got that same idea. Well, see, I faced that same thing all the way down through the time I was in organized religion, because none of us is perfect. We're just forgiven. You know, we have problems. We can't help it. We've got troubles. Well, I thought that salvation was supposed to be deliverance. I didn't know it was to be just a book of rules or something. But do you understand what I'm trying to say? See, we went through Revelation 4. We went through Revelation 5, showing the book, and showing that was the people of God down through the ages. We're talking about the rainbow round about the throne. And all of the things, and the Lamb that come forth with 7 horns and 7 eyes. To see it come from the church ages, the prophet said. In other words, the church ages produced that Lamb to be able to stand in the last days and deliver to the prophet where you and I could receive it from him, the message. That would be the opening of all of the Word, that we could become that. See, the people in Martin Luther's day couldn't have become the just shall live by faith until Martin Luther preached it. Right? They couldn't have reached sanctification until John Wesley preached it. The gifts, sure, they've been down through there in a minority, but they come in a majority when the people begin to preach it. Well, then here come a prophet bringing his message to make it a brand new book, to bring us into a reality of knowing who we are. Amen. That we're the final voice to the final age. Right. That we are that Son of Man that died back there, has come back again in the end time through the revealed Word. Right. But see, quit looking around to try to find something and start looking at what you see. Right. Like I said, I believe if we'd have been back there when Jesus was there, we'd have probably looked at him as a point of saying, well, surely he must not be God, because look what's taking place. But you know what? The Bible said that would take place. You know what? The Bible tells us what will take place in the end time. The Bible says there's got to be a falling away. All right? So there's going to be a falling away. But you've got to be somewhere to fall away. You couldn't fall away from the prophet's message until you heard it. It's just plain simple. But see, looking at the book of Revelation, we see those things that once was mysterious to us, but we see it now as the revealed Word that we can understand. Then we went into chapter 6 of how that when the Lamb broke the seal, It wasn't the lamb that told you what was under the seal. It was the combat beast that said, come and see. The combat beast that come down through the ages, which was the Spirit of Almighty God. Coming down then to the last combat beast, being the prophet of Malachi 4. Alright? See, then seeing it that way, we got the Bible tied together, because the last one would be a prophet. But see, the Holy Ghost came himself on Azusa Street as a prophetic prophet. No messenger to the age, the prophet said, 464 seal book. But he said then at the end time the messenger would come. You understand? What I'm trying to get you to see is the things the prophet taught throughout the message of where the bride would have to be and the position we would have to be in to make a change is shown in the book of Revelation as already a finished product. It doesn't say over there in Revelation 19 where we read it, the bride might make herself ready, or someday she will. What does it say? The bride hath, our wife, hath already. Something's done took place. See? The book of Revelation shows you everything already finished. Like I told you. See? You go through chapter 1 to see how great you are. Then chapter 2, he begins to tell how bad the church was down through the ages. But he'd already showed you how perfect you was. He'd already shown you the position that he had put you in. Well, why can't we believe what he says about us? Quit doing the part of just doubting, because that's Satan's tactic. Divide and conquer. That's his way of doing it. Because what he's trying to do is to get you to doubt who you are. Well, sure, we're honest to know. None of us is worth nothing. But he chose us. He chose us to make himself manifest true. Now that's what he chose us for. He died and gave his life that I might live. That's why the wife has to make herself ready. We do have something to do with that. It's to make ourselves ready for whatever's taking place. To see ourselves as he sees us. You remember the story of the armor and meat packing that I mentioned a minute ago, the little girl, you know, she was the poorest of all, and you know. But yet he chose her. And she worked all of the time until she saved up enough money to be able to buy her a dress and things. See? I gave you the quote where the prophet said, the bride has to make herself ready. But we can't do anything to make ourselves right. We can't do anything to make ourselves right. But we can sure hinder being right. We can sure get in the way of what God wants. That's where our trouble is. Our trouble is that we're not yielding to Him and, you know, confessing our sins to get rid of the thing. But yet we're hollering, one of these days He's going to pull up. Well, remember, the girl had to have the dress ready. What if he'd have pulled up and she'd have stood out there in the old garment she was in to start with, than when he saw her the first time? But she made herself ready. You and I do have something to do with whether or not we receive the Word. And there's no way for us to become anything outside of receiving the Word. Outside of accepting what he says. We don't have to brag and blow or puff and tell everybody how great we are. No. A revelation will always take you down. It'll lower you down instead of raising you up. When you really see what he says about you. But she's made herself ready. What? By putting on the wedding garment. He has supplied all of this one. That girl back there in the natural story had to work for her garment, right? But we don't have to work for this, but we got to put it on. How would you like to went to get married, you know, and your wife come walking up there with a pair of blue jeans and an old slouchy looking shirt on or something? No. She come dressed in a white dress. A purity. Why? Because that's what she is. The bride hath made herself ready. That's why it changes from a bride to a wife. Because that's what she goes through. She goes through the fact of getting her everything ready. Why? Because her husband's coming. You remember the story in the Bible there where she lost the little tablet out of her headband. And see, when he come back to find that gone, you know the story, the way they done was. Whatever that was guilty of doing, the high priest and things could not kill that girl, that woman. Her husband had to give the okay. So what the high priest done was just plucked out that stone that represented whatever she done wrong. Well, when her husband come back, the stone was missing. He knows the story too. He knows all he's got to do is go ask the high priest if he's got that stone. Then he gives his voice to kill her. Well, because he knows what went wrong. So there in the Bible, she lost that stone. She swept and done everything, searched all over till she found it. Why? Because she didn't want to be that way. But see, the wife, she's made herself ready. By putting on the wedding garment. By becoming what he said she already was. He chose us for the end time, church. He didn't put us down in the ages. He chose us. Like I told you, bring them up here. Put them in this situation and see what they would do. Yet he chose you and I for the one purpose. To make him manifest. The Son of Man is the revealed word. Who is this Son of Man? What it's rising the sun, I believe. Who is this Son of Man? He said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Jesus was the Word made flesh. He was a prophet. That's why it was referring to him as Son of Man. To fulfill what the prophets had said. To show that he was not just a prophet, or even the prophet. He was the God of the prophets. Right. To make himself manifest as the Word. Well, that's what you and I have got to do. But yet he didn't have to go out every day and act like the Word. He didn't get up every morning and say, well, I'd like to kind of read here and see what I'm supposed to do today. No, he went about his daily duties. He was being the Word made flesh during the time that he was a carpenter. He just wasn't anointed for the time. But during that time, the Bible said he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. He was growing in grace and knowledge, as we talk about. Till he come to that position where he could be anointed. But you understand what I'm talking about? The bride has to make herself ready. But God showed her. Now listen. He didn't show her, as I said, He didn't show her and say, the bride might be ready. Maybe she'll be ready. No, He said, the bride has made herself ready. It's already finished. Sure, we can go through, and I gave quotes in case someone won't take one. Sure, we can go through that the rapture takes chapter in Revelation 4:1, and that Christ is not seen anymore until Revelation 19. That's in bride form. Christ is seen in the two witnesses going to Israel. But that's in bride form, the Christ that He's not seen during those things. I gave you some of them quotes. But listen, church. You and I must put on the garment. The stature of a perfect man is not an automatic process. It's not given to you just because you're in the message. You must grow in grace and knowledge. And to do that, you must accept what God has said. But see, we don't have to go out and do anything. No. He's supplying the garments. Those white garments is the righteousness of the saints. And we don't have any righteousness of our own. But He made us righteous. He said it. He called us bride. He called us wife. We don't have to make anything up or try to be anything. That's where people go wrong. They think they got to do this or got to do that. And that's no different than that than having to speak in tongues or anything like that. It's just being what we are. He chose us to be what we are. You're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood, the Bible says. Amen. What? It's what He done. Amen. So then if chapter 1 shows the prophet was right in calling the bride the Son of Man or the fullness of the Godhead bodily, how much more is chapter 19? When the bride has already went up in chapter 4 and comes back with Him in Revelation 19 going into the millennium for a honeymoon. Because that's what's taking place. But she's not going to be over there that we read about in the 16th verse. You know, down through that part. She's not going to be over there if she don't make herself ready. If we don't become what God says we are. Well, He said, well, I just can't find my place. Well, you need to start praying about it. A lot of people have a very simple position of just sitting and listening and praying and being what God wants them to be as a wife or something like that. A Brother Branham would say a man with his lunch under his arm going to work. You sisters ought to thank God that you don't have to worry about preaching. Well, there's a lot of women in this message used to think they was preachers or called to preach. Well, see, you ought to thank God. I don't have to worry about that. That's not one of the garments I got to put on. That's some of them things we need to take off. You know, get rid of that part of it before you start putting things on. Right. Do you see what I'm talking about? The wife, she's made herself ready. She's become the Word. The book of Revelation is a positive statement about you and I. That's what I've been trying to show to you. We got one more, and that's Revelation 21, 22. Lord willing, we'll get to it on Sunday. To see the whole book of Revelation points right straight at you. To see who you are. Shows our position. But it never shows us without Him. But it never shows Him without us. That's what's the joy in my heart. He's proud to call us His brethren, the Bible says. Well, I just tell you what, I just don't look like no. Quit looking at yourself. Look at your sacrifice. Look at what He says about you. Who was it? Was it Luther or Wesley? One said, I'll preach faith till I get it. Well, why can't we confess that we're perfect? Maybe some will, we might become that. But we can't become that if we don't confess it. So then start saying what you are. Start claiming your God-given right. That's our problems. We won't take it. And God won't make us take it. That'd be like me forcing my wife to become my wife. That won't work. I asked for her to become my wife. She had to accept that. She had to accept that part, and when she did, it didn't cost her anything. She just become what I asked her to be. Well, why can't we see that's what God is doing? She's made herself ready. We've put on the wedding garments, the Word. The Word that you and I are putting on daily as we become that Word, that is the wedding garment that God has supplied for us. Amen. We're not going to wear tucks and gowns and all kinds of things like that. That's not what God is dressing His bride in. He's dressing His bride in the Word. Amen. But when He dresses her in the bride in the Word, it'll be the most beautiful tuxedo you've ever seen. It'll be the most beautiful gown that anybody could ever make for a lovely wife. But you see, He knows that we've had time down through the ages. Like I said, sure, she's come from bride to wife. That means she has accepted His full authority. Amen. And Israel's been put away. So it can't be a divorcee. Come on. That wife that stands there can't be a divorcee. She's not one that was divorced and then took back. Because that's why Israel don't get that position. She doesn't come back as wife. Right. She comes back as servant.
Right.
They will be our servants, the 144,000. In the millennium, they'll be servants to the bride. Because
right.
They rejected the right of being a bride or a wife. And He put them away in divorcement. But they was a remnant. That stayed true. There'll always be that remnant. But that remnant can't come back into full position. There's plenty of Jews come into the body of Christ in the Gentile dispensation. Amen. We believe that. But Israel won't come back as wife. She comes back as servant. Because Jesus Christ and His bride has already been shown in the book of Revelation. He's shown her and the position that He has made her. I'm trying to finish this series. But I'm wanting to try to get you and I to see what He says we are. And what He shows we are. The book of Revelation shows you already there. It don't show you in journey. It shows you already in the position. That's how much He thinks of us. Well, that's just what I got thinking about. I thought, well, surely we can see now throughout the Scriptures more than ever of the bride being the Son of Man, the Word made flesh. And how the bride can be the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Why? Because He puts all of Himself into her. And we can stand here in the end time and say who we are. We've already seen ourselves go up in a rapture. Come on, because we go up in Revelation 4:1. Don't come back until Revelation 19. That's why I jumped that gap. Because it shows her already there. You want to see yourself? Read the book of Revelation. You go back there and read, as I said, when I was on that message about searching the book. Searching the deed to see if there's anything on it the prophet was talking about. The abstract. Do you keep searching back to find out how bad you are? Well, every time you find out how bad you are, you're going to repent of that. But the devil's going to tell you something else you're just as bad. And amen, we need to repent. But the greatest condemnation that has ever come in my heart is for God to reveal something to me when I know that I'm a sinner. When I know that I'm not worthy for Him to reveal Himself. That's the greatest condemnation could ever come into to my heart. To think what He would do for me. How that He would choose me to reveal Himself in. Wasn't that what Paul said? But no, we're not like Paul. I'll agree with you. Because Paul stopped on Son of God. We've got to go on to the Son of Man made manifest. They're waiting on us. But do you understand? His wife hath made herself ready. I gave you a couple of quotes there at the end of the telling you about that. Showing you who you are and where you're standing. And how that Revelations 10:1, that Brother Brown said that mighty angel, Christ, the angel of the covenant, would stand there. And where's that at? In bride form. Because the prophet said, same as, I think I gave you four quotes on that back tonight. Same as Revelation 1. Now, He's the one that said it. What's Revelation 1? One standing in the midst of seven golden candlesticks like unto the Son of Man. What's Revelation 10:1? He said it was the same thing. I didn't say it. Was He wrong? That's one of those things that everybody wants to make Him wrong here or there to make it fit what they believe. But no, I believe He said it, and I believe He meant it. Because I believe that the bride is what's being spoke of in the book of Revelation. To see her position. To see who she is. To see her sitting on that throne, or in the throne is really the correct way. You remember in Revelations 4, it talked about the rainbow roundabout. In Revelations 10, the same thing. Rainbow roundabout his head. Do you understand what I'm saying? When are we going to start saying what God says about us? When are we going to start confessing what God says about us? Say, He said it, He called me, He made me what I am. You remember Rabbi Richman on that video? He said, I can't help being a Jew. He said, I didn't make myself that. He said, God made me that, and I'm very proud of it. But I'm very proud of the message of the hour if I'm called an intellectual because of trying to preach the Word. Then I'm proud to take that title. I'm proud to at least... They don't call everybody an intellectual. Right? You know? I mean, that does put me in a category where there's just a few people at. Just a few people are called intellectuals in this message. You know? So if a people put me as an intellectual, at least I'm above the average Joe. You know? But listen, I know one thing and you know one thing. God is what has done it among us. God has come among us and preached His Word. When are we going to believe it? If it is just intellectual, it's better off than being sitting around being nothing. At least He can make it manifest because the seed has been sown. But I don't believe it that way. I believe the seed was sown and I believe God's made it manifest. I'm looking at the Son of Man. I'm looking at the fullness of the Godhead bodily in the portion that we are for here in this little place. Because it's the Word. That way I don't look at your faults and failures. I look past that to see the desire in your heart as to what you want to be. You remember the story the prophet told about the lady that said, I'm not what I want to be. Some way, you know, something like that. Not what I ought to be, but said, I'm not what I used to be. At least we've come from somewhere. Because the wife has made herself ready. See, don't worry about it. He'll take care of giving us what we have need of. Because He knows the way we need it and when we need it. That's why He doesn't give it all at one time. He gives it in a gradual degree. Because we couldn't stand it. You see, the wife hath made herself ready. And the show is what I'm talking about. What I want you to see about what I've been doing is we go from chapter 1, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 10, now we're chapter 19. What? Seeing the case building and building to show who you are. Right. Do you understand what I've been doing? And see, we'll climax in Revelation 19 where John can't even tell the difference between the bride and the city. But then we'll wind up with the finish of all of it. Where the bride can come to a position of saying, come. He's waiting on you and I to call Him on the scene. Just as He was waiting for Israel to call Him on the scene back there when Moses was sent down to Egypt. They had to be crying out for that before He would come to them. You and I are going to be crying out for a deliverer before this thing is finished. And the way things is tightening up now, it might not be too long about to finish. because nobody can't figure out what to do with it now. I was talking with Stephen about the homes and the selling, the all of that industry. He said it's just now hit where we're at, but said it's hitting bad. See, it's just filtering down from everywhere. How many million homes do they say in Atlanta is on a repossession block? It was up into the millions in the city of Atlanta that are on repossession point. Why? Because God is going to bring you and I to that place. He's given us the opportunity to get things right. If we won't do it, He'll just tighten up a little bit on us. That tightening up ain't going to put you in the rapture. Don't think that, man. It's just going to make you desperate. Because He's already told us what's going to put us in the rapture. What is it? The prophet said the rapture is a revelation, page 14, rapture message. Then he goes on to say the bride will be waiting for the revelation of the rapture. It's in the revealed word. So all we got to do is just become what He says we are. That's no problem, is it? To just become what He says we already are. To show who we are and what we're to do. He'll make it manifest. But see, everybody's wanting to see some kind of a manifestation. I love to see God move among the people. Amen. But we are the ones that's keeping Him from moving. The prophet said He wants to heal you more than you want to be healed. So then who's standing in the way? But how many wives are really true wives? I'm not talking about your natural thing. I done found out a long time ago it doesn't do any good to tell you where you're wrong because you're not going to listen anyway. It takes God to quicken it to you to show you that you're wrong. Why me get up here and just spend all of my time preaching about clothes and hair and shoes? Or there's one place in this message that he said he wouldn't let nobody in his church that let somebody have open-toed shoes. Well, that's all right. That's his belief. I'm not making no light of him. But I'm just telling you, I don't think open-toed shoes is going to put us in the rapture. Or closing them up either. But the revealed word. Well, then if somebody don't preach the word, how can it be revealed? Well, we got the prophet. You've had him over 40 years where you're at. Well, we're waiting on a bus to pull up. Yeah. Okay. Waiting on some man. Yeah, okay. The prophet said long before the seals ever broke, he said, I only see one thing. I don't see but one thing. Holding off the coming of the Lord, you know what he said? He said, the readiness of the bride. Is that right? The readiness of the bride. You know that Israel could have got by without all that persecution they went through? You know? When Moses went down there, they rejected him. You know that he went out there to try to deliver them. Sure, he done it by killing an Egyptian. Sure, he done it by this, that, and the other. But what if they'd have run over there with him instead of fighting against him and going and telling him, hey, he's the one that killed this guy over here. Now, wouldn't that be something? Somebody to save your life? You know, somebody save your life, and then you turn around to the police and say, that's the guy that saved my life, but he killed that guy. I didn't want the guy dead. Do you see where we put ourselves? But the bride hath made herself ready. The wife, that's the way she becomes a wife, is by getting ready, putting on the wedding garment. The righteousness of the saints, which is the revealed word. Do you understand? The revealed word is what you need to be clothed in. clothed in the Word. If you're clothed in the Word, you don't have to worry about your clothes naturally. God will take care of that. If He doesn't, then you don't have God in you. That's sensible. But listen, church. Have you made yourself available for the garments to be handed to you, which is the revealed Word? Is that what you want? Where are we living at? What's the hour that we're living in? Through the opening of the Word is the only way we see it. Because you see, we're not over there in the situation. The prophet told us, we go up in Revelation 4:1. The things we've talked about is after the rapture, because He shows the bride already in glory. Shows her already eternal. What are we doing? Come on, brother. Just think on these things. The wife hath made herself ready. The wife hath made herself ready by putting on the wedding garments that were supplied. And then she's already shown. I wish I could some way in the world, I could drill holes in everybody's head in here tonight to try to get you to see what I'm talking about. And I pray you do. That God, in the book of Revelations, has already shown her perfect. Shown her already in glory. Shown her already ready for her master to come. Shows her in chapter 19 riding back with Him on white horses into the millennium. And shows her over in chapter 19 is already a home made for her. The prophet said it's made according to your desires. Why would we have any problems believing what God says about us? We sure like to say what the world says about us. Right? I mean, any of you ever get upset because your boss brags on you? Come on. Any of you ever turn down a raise that the boss gives you because he thinks you deserve it? Oh. Now you quit preaching and start meddling. But have you? Don't you like for people to brag about what you do? Well, then why can't we say what God says about us? Why can't we brag about what He says about us? Why can't we say what He says? He says I'm perfect. Why can't I say I'm perfect? Right. Yeah, but I've seen you do wrong. That don't have nothing to do with it, because He's the one that's telling me. He's the one declaring it. I'm not declaring it. What about Gideon? Thy mighty man of valor? I bet you Gideon didn't think too much about that, did he? He was pulled up over there trying to hide wheat. He was probably scared to death. He probably done counted how many of them people was walking down the road. And God said, Gideon, thy mighty man of valor. He probably said, now, I think you got the wrong person. But you see, when he done what God said for him to do, there's where he was the mighty man of valor. All we got to do is just do what God says. What did he tell, who was it, Moses, about the going in the mulberry bush? He said, go up, for for the battle is the Lord's. That's our problem. We fight our own battles instead of yielding. I'm talking about me. We fight our own battles instead of yielding to God. Let Him take care of it. Let's stand together. Number 8 in the red book. But keep the thought in your mind of what I'm talking about. The book of Revelation proves what the prophet is saying. That's coming. Coming soon. Maybe evening, morning, or afternoon. The wedding of the bride united with the groom. We shall see the King when He comes. Right? We shall see. Anybody have a need? We shall see the King. We shall see the King when He comes. He's coming in power. Oh, hail the blessed hour. We shall see. Sing it unto Him and think about Him. Let's say what He says.
I had went to flood work this morning. The doctor called this afternoon and said my hemoglobin was down to 6. He's supposed to come back in tomorrow. So I just, I believe God's word.
Amen.
I'm confessing all the time.
Right. Amen. Let's believe it. Let's just believe it. Our brother said, the doctor said his hemoglobin is real low. Let's see what God will do about raising it. All right? Father, we believe You. You have already shown us to be perfect. You've already shown us to be healed. You've already shown us to these things. We must confess it that way. Not that by Your stripes we can one day be healed. We are already healed. All we ask, Lord, that You just make manifest what You're saying. We just remind You of Your word. You said, by Your stripes we're healed. We thank You. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else? Do you believe? You believe His word? He said it. Let's believe it. Father, our brother has got to make a business deal, Lord. Something needs to be done. We pray that You would just come on the scene now and that You'd handle everything Yourself. That You'd make manifest Your presence with our brother and that all would be well for Your honor and glory in Jesus' name. Anybody else? We shall see the King. We shall see the King when He comes. Coming in power, all hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when He comes. Amen. He's here now. If we just believe it. Prophet said angels all around us. We just recognize them.
103.
Fervently pray. And I have rest. Or be perfectly until all on the altar is laid. Is Your all on the altar rock sacrifice? Your heart Let the Spirit control. You can only be blessed and have peace. How? As you yield Him your body and soul. Would you walk with the Lord in the light of His Word and have peace and contentment always? You must do His sweet will to be free from all on the altar all you must lay. It's your all. Anybody have a need? Sacrifice life. Your heart does the Spirit. Oh, you can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul. Oh, we never can know what the Lord will bestow of the blessing for which we have prayed. Till our body and soul He doth fully control and are all on the altar. Amen, right? Is your all on the altar, right? Sacrifice your heart to the Spirit. Oh, you can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield it. Who can tell of all the love He will send from above, and how happy our hearts will be made of the fellowship we shall share at His feet when our all on the altar is laid. It's your all on the altar, a sacrifice. Your heart that the Spirit controls. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield your body. Amen, amen. Just think about Him. Think about what He's made you. The position He's put you in. That's a great thing. Think on these things. Remember, anybody wants to go to the fellowship meeting, let us know. We'll be glad to go along with us, have a good time in the Lord, fellowship together. Remember the services this weekend. Remember Wade will be traveling and all going to preach. So just pray that the Lord would be with each one. Then remember for certain and tell everybody about the time on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of Good Friday and then Saturday and Sunday. Have the time to where Brother Reed can preach to us and all, and give Him a little time to speak His heart. Amen. Anybody, anything before we go? Father, we thank You for tonight. We pray that what we've said has been worthy. Lord, of what you would have to be said. Forgive us when it's not. Lord, just bless us now as we go about our ways, going home. Give everybody a safe journey. Let your love be made manifest. We love you. We thank you. Forgive our sins. Cleanse us by thy blood in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.
Oh, ye saints.